All right, turn with me to Ecclesiastes 3:1. Ecclesiastes 3:1. I want to talk to you on the seasons of life. The seasons of life. Now, disclaimer here. I had this sermon in my heart before Reverend Larry preached last Sunday. And when he got up, I thought, well, if we hear it twice, I guess that we'll be okay. But I think you'll see it's a little different direction. But I do think we can see that the Holy Spirit is wanting to speak to us. I didn't give him any direction last week as far as what to share on. But want to look at let's look at this first verse, and we'll come back to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything, there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven. So a season, by its very definition, means that it is temporary. Okay, a season happens, and then it finishes, and then a new season emerges. Okay, so if you've lived in Zambia your whole life, or a good part of your life, we have a very important season. We're at the end of it, the rainy season. So we have certain expectations of that season, and people actually plan for it, right? And then we have certain activities during that season. You have certainly certain activities after that season. May our potholes be healed in Jesus' name. After the rainy season. Let me stop. That's not in my notes, but... So, a season means that something's going to happen in that season, and then the next one is going to be different, isn't it? There's certain things in that season that are different than the following season, or the one that happened before that. So, Miracle Life right now, as a church body, we are in a season of transition. Now, if you weren't here a couple weeks ago, PH and I chatted to you that really, 7 years ago, God warned us and told us that your season of being the senior pastors at Miracle Life, it will be coming to a close eventually. And then he made it clear when that would be, basically when this auditorium was full. And it's full. So 2 years ago, we began talking with our board, putting a plan in place. And so that plan is underway. And part of the plan was talking to you about it, all right? And so we're in that transition time where second half of this year, Pastor Moffat, his wife Naomi, will receive that responsibility from the Lord, all right? And we will not be the senior pastors here. So it's a transition, isn't it? All right? And it's a transition for you. It's a transition for us, all right? So we're at the end of a season, and there will be a new season that will be emerging, okay? Now, why are there seasons of life? Simply because God decided, all right? God determined that it would be that way, all right? We don't know exactly some of the things of what the earth was like before the flood, before by faith Noah. By faith Noah. That's our grandchild. All right, by faith Noah. Okay. But what we do know is some things changed. People didn't live as long after the flood. And when after the flood happened and the floods receded, God reaffirmed his promise, reaffirmed the mandate to human beings to be fruitful and multiply. I've given you authority. I want you to make this world flourish under me. And then he said something about how the earth would be. In Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains. Okay, can we agree that's right now? All right, because how many of you know there will be a new heaven and a new earth? Okay, but for now, God said some things. Seed time and harvest. Cool and heat. Winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. So God spoke that, didn't he? Can we agree those seasons have not changed? Did it get dark at your house last night? All right. It's not going to be raining in June and July. All right. Why? Because God said that there would be seasons, and then we respond to those seasons. There's a time to plant. I think it's not right now. If you're thinking about planting, you're too late. I think so. I'm not a farmer. Okay. So we respond to these seasons that God has made, okay? And seasons that are different. Now, go back to Ecclesiastes 3, because God is going to list 14 contrasts. And what these do is they kind of cover a wide range of human experience, right? Not experience we have in one day, but perhaps in our lifetime or in a nation's lifetime, okay? And so let's see where it says there's a time, there's a season, verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die. So of these 14 contrasts, he starts with really the big one, okay? This is the biggest change that happens, all right? So, yeah. Our family, and we've got some nieces and nephews that are having kids. It's like a human being is now existing on earth that didn't used to exist. I mean, it's actually wild, isn't it? I mean, it's amazing, okay? My daughter-in-law, she's a doctor too, and she's when she was with child, she said, yeah, we're creating a human. Technically true, right? A time to be born and a time to die, so that our physical existence doesn't go on forever. A time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to bear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. So, what the author of Ecclesiastes is talking about is the different kinds of experiences that we have as humans. So the first one talks about the activities that we have. So the activities have seasons to them, and sometimes the activities change. He talks about different emotions, all right? Sometimes you laugh and dance. Other times you mourn and cry. Can we agree, right? So there are emotions that we go through. Talks about relationships, that there are time to embrace people, and there are times to not embrace. May your season find you for not embracing. Okay. Our possessions, okay? PH and I we're downsizing where we live in Lusaka. We're moving closer and in a smaller house. And so PH and friends and some wonderful church members have been packing up. Well, part of the packing up has also been getting rid of some stuff. All right. And I look at a jersey or a shirt that I had 35 years ago. In most marriages, there's a hoarder and there's a non-hoarder. High five. Yeah. So I'm getting rid of some stuff that's like, I used to really like that, but it's time to throw away, to let go. All right. And then activities, even nations, that there are times of war, many times that actually then create times of peace. Okay. Aren't you glad Hitler was eliminated? Okay. Or he'd be messing up for decades to come. All right. Actually, he didn't get eliminated. He was a coward and killed himself. All right. That was my Americanism coming through there. Okay. So things change in life, and many, many, many of those changes are God-ordained. Changes that we go through. Now, here's the catch. Because I think all of us have had seasons that we really liked, we enjoyed. And what we want to do sometimes is to hold on to that season forever. And PH and I are 58, 59, so we've been through a few seasons of life. And I remember when we were first married and we were not working the way in ministry the way we are now. And so actually we had jobs that when we finished at 17 hours, we were like finished. And we didn't work on the weekends. Now, that hasn't been the case for a number of years, okay? That season was, it was really fun, okay? No kids, no worries, no debt. When we first got married, no kids, my wife surprised us on a romantic getaway, and she had booked a place. Yeah. How many know with babies, you don't book romantic getaways? Romance is something on the TV. All these people that came and dedicated their babies, right? They didn't go out for Valentine's last night. Okay. They were taking care of crying babies, right? Why? Because there are seasons. All right. So you have little kids, and then the kids get a little bit bigger. All right. And even my wife and I, we had kind of seasons of our life with our kids that we really loved. For me, it was when they were 3, 4, 5. Oh man, if I could freeze them at that age. Okay. PH loved it when they were 13, 14, 15, and they were discovering stuff and asking questions, and she could mold and shape them. Am I right, my sweetie? Yeah. Well, guess what? They got bigger, and now they don't want molding and shaping. What do you have to? You have to adjust to the seasons, don't you? You have to accept seasons. And you have to realize, God, this is all part of your plan. And I can't hold on to a season selfishly. Okay? I've seen at times where both men and women that, you know, they were pretty happy as single unmarried people. And they kind of lived a certain lifestyle, and they get married, and then they keep living a single person lifestyle. Well, I just want to be out with the boys. What boys? Stay at home, right? If you didn't want to stay at home, don't get married. If you want to stay single, be single. But that season has finished. Amen. So, adjust to the seasons. Don't hold on selfishly, okay? There are some seasons, again, that we wish we could hold on to. PH and I have both lost our fathers through death. And I was reflecting on this, on Ecclesiastes, and my father, the last 10 years of his life, was in and out of cancer treatment and things, and was not super healthy. And so for about 10 years, my wife said, hey, every single time we're in the States, we need to go see your dad. We need to go see your dad. And so we did that. And I remember him having a health issue, and it didn't look super great. And the kids were there, and PH was there, his wife was there. And so my dad and I went out for raw oysters. That's our love language. It's still my love language is eating, all right? So it was just the two of us eating oysters. And I remember distinctly thinking, this will probably be the last time this happens. You know, Oh, would I love to do that again? Would I love to do that and talk with him and download and hear the stories and da-da-da-da-da? It's one of the reasons why I talk on the weekends, sermons for, 30, 40, 45 minutes. My dad would just sermonize all the time, and it kind of prepared me for this life's work. When 4 years ago, when PH was in the States receiving cancer treatment, there was a huge bonus for her because she was in the same city as her parents for the first time since she was 17 years old. It had never happened. And so, we'd be driving down the road and her dad would call and say, I can't get into my computer. Where'd you put the password? And so she'd say, oh, don't worry, Dad. And we'd drive over there. And she was so happy to do that. That's PH's love language, is helping. All right. And so that came to a close when he passed away. All right. So there's seasons that we wish could go on, but they simply don't, do they? All right. And so what God is saying in this passage is, welcome to life. Okay. And so for Miracle Life, as we transition, some of you were here for one transition, now you'll be here for another transition, is this is supposed to happen. This is part of life. Okay. And those of you who are 24, 25, if you stick around at Miracle Life, you'll see another transition one day. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying there's a time to hold on and there's a time to let go. Okay? And God set it up that way. So even though sometimes transitioning in seasons can be uncomfortable, especially if it's a season that we like, we can't hold on to what God wants to move and to do. Amen? Now, the other thing about seasons is that you can actually plan for them. You can plan during them. So Joseph was made the prime minister of Egypt by the hand of God and the plan of God. And he had seen it in a dream and God brought it to pass. Joseph didn't bring it to pass, God did. And if you recall, Pharaoh had a dream of skinny cows and fat cows. Remember? And Joseph was able to interpret that dream with the help of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And what it was 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. Now, plan for it. You know what's interesting is that when Joseph received the interpretation and the plan from God about that dream, the instruction was got from God was not to bind the famine. We're going to fast until we break the famine. No. It was to get ready for the famine. It was to go through the famine. Eating. Happy. All right? So, and we're not really in fat or skinny, all right? But boy, Miracle Life has had quite a few seasons, at least for PH and I, in the last 23 years of, in a way, when churches were open and churches were closed and schools were open and churches were closed, schools were closed, all right, that was something that was happening outside of us, wasn't it? Okay? And so we God helped us to navigate through that. Okay? And at Miracle Life and as a board, we realized it's really good to have some extra cash. All right? There were churches that didn't make it through that season. Okay? And God helps us. Sometimes, when you see the financial, what are we doing with all that cash? Not that there's going to be another close down, but it's good to have some extra to live in margin in your life. Okay? Because there are different seasons. Okay? A time to gain and a time to lose. All right? So at some point in this year, you will lose senior pastors, but you are going to gain senior pastors. Okay? And there'll be mourning and rejoicing. Okay? Now, when PH and I were kids, and maybe you've seen this on some movies, but we'd go with our families to the circus. And part of the circus was trapeze, where these gymnasts would hold on to a bar, and they'd swing, and they'd do flips, and then there'd be another bar coming, and they would grab the new bar, and then they'd sometimes do this multiple times. But one of the things about that is you've got to let go of what you have in order to grab what's coming. All right? And those people, you know, if they were kind of like here and now you're stuck. I know there are times in a season where you have to let go. All right? So I don't know what I'm going to do about baby dedications. I mean, that's one of my favorite things in the whole wide world, you know. I'll be a baby dedicator for hire, you know. No, I won't. Okay. Now, here's what I want us to also think about as a church family as we are going to be having this transition this year is, do you realize how privileged we are to do this in God's timing? Almost every day, and I mean almost every day, there is a church that I become aware of that they have a transition because the pastor died. The pastor left his wife. The pastor stole money. Almost every day. And when churches like that go through that kind of a transition, whoa, it's rough. And sometimes they actually never recover from that. I know of a church where the pastor was there for a gazillion years and finally said goodbye, and he wasn't happy with the very, very large pension that was given him. So he went down the road and took all the tithers from his old church and started a new church so he could keep eating. This is America. Well, let me pause here. PH and I, different people at church, board members, Pastor Moffat and him, we have just really been so, so blessed to hear from you. Words of encouragement, words of affirmation. We're behind this. It's been overwhelming, okay? But just one or two, where will the money go with a Zambian pastor? Just keep looking straight at me. Just, we won't know it was you. It's at Connection Group, okay? Do you know how many Caucasian pastors steal money? Oh my goodness. It's phenomenal. I probably know a few more than you do. Just because that's where I grew up, but it is not a national issue. It's a Christian maturity issue. Amen. Okay, so we're gonna be okay. Not okay. It's actually gonna get better. It's gonna get better. All right. Amen. All right. So yeah, there are churches where a pastor, there's a death, or there is a scandal, or there is corruption, okay, or a pastor that just stays long past their usefulness date. Yeah, how many of you know when the milk is off, it's off. Okay, and God bless some pastors. Okay, so we, Miracle Life, we get to do this with God's plan, God's timing, God's purpose. Okay, so again, if we hold on to a season selfishly, we mess things up. Okay, we've picked on parents before that, you know, you really don't want your kids to grow up and get married and live a life and have a job and become an adult. So you keep them. This is typically moms, okay, and typically moms with boys. Loose him and let him go. 31-year-old son, thou art loosed. So, but why? Why? Because we can't leave the season. Well, he's my baby. He shaves. He does not a baby anymore. Miracle Life, we had a season where, you know, we couldn't meet here at the church, and so we were watching church on TV. Can I let you a little secret? PH and I, we didn't really mind that too much. Yeah. I slept longer on a Sunday, just come here, preach a sermon to a camera, be done the whole days ahead of me. I hadn't even broken a sweat. Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of fun for a little bit. But then that's why we turned off live streaming. God designed church to be in a room, under a tree, in a house with people that you can see and touch. That's church. It's the very definition of church. So we turned it off, and we're never going to turn it on. All right? Because church is not you in your pajamas. Okay. And plus, let's be honest, we never watched the whole thing. I never watched the whole thing. All right? I don't like this song. Fast forward, you know? So, that's what I did. Did you? I'm sure you did. All right? Nah, you're supposed to be in church and sing songs you don't always like. Okay. So, 7 years ago, God warned us. 2 years ago, we began to plan. This was one of the scriptures that came out on that Sunday as people were sharing and prophesying. Isaiah 43:19. It says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." Well, I like the old thing. Here's a problem. God says, I want to do a new thing, okay? PH and I were reflecting, going over these notes yesterday. Brother Hagen, when he started Rhema, his plan was to train 50 students a year in one place. Now, there are over 300 places around the world with over 100,000 graduates, because God wanted to do a new thing. A new thing. Amen. 1 Chronicles 12, this was actually a time of transition with David and Saul, and there's a remark about each of the tribes of the 12 tribes of Israel. Some were warriors and different ones, all right? And here's a comment about the tribe Issachar. The sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Their chiefs were 200 and their brethren were at their command. So they had discernment. They had awareness about what God was up to. All right? So I don't think we have any sons of Issachar, but we do have lots of people at Miracle Life who are filled and have a great relationship with the Holy Spirit. And so many are saying, you know what? We believe God is in this. This bears witness with me. We're going to get behind this. Amen? So it's not a matter of just embracing the season, but Lord, put me to work in the season. All right. So if it's harvest time, it's harvest time, isn't it? If it's planting seed time, then you better be doing what is needed in the season that you are in. Amen. So, this was on our heart, and I hope it will, hope these scriptures and this understanding will just help us to realize that while this may be new for some, it is in no way new for God. This is very normal in the plans and purposes of God, and I know we will see his hand. Amen? All right. Now, PH and I also wanted to chat to you about a season that we are facing personally that is, it's going to affect this season as well somewhat. And, you know, this church stood with PH and I when she went through cancer treatment 4 years ago, and it was overwhelming. The care and the kindness and the support, we were so helped to know we weren't in it alone. And those of you that were around when PH came back from cancer treatment, she had a new hairstyle. And now she has her old hairstyle. Because the treatment made her hair fall out, all right? We did get a wig, but it didn't really... Willen wore it once. Well, you wore it once. Yeah. Then we gave it to a staff member to... She put it in her collection, I'm sure, of 500 wigs. Yeah. So... Anyways, so you stood with us, and yeah, her hair fell out, her fingernails came, and all of that after the treatment, over time, it all kind of comes back. And when she was doing chemo, the doctor had warned her, said, you know, be careful, or just be aware that you may find, it might be hard to think, it might be hard to remember, it's called chemo fog. And she did experience that, but it didn't go away. And we kind of thought, well, this is taking a while. And so we went back to her doctor and said, no, that what you're facing today, 3.5 years later, is not that, because it would not have done that. So they did blood tests, they did scans and everything. And so what they did find that is contributing to this memory stuff and hard, if you are at ladies' conference, sometimes it's hard to say certain things, is a disease called Alzheimer's. And it is a condition that has to do with plaque that is on the brain and then how that affects the brain. And the medical options are limited, all right? So we have a God who is not limited. All right, he created the brain. It's simply just another part of our body, all right? And Jesus said this to people, is that with God, all things are possible. All right? And all things are possible to him or her who believes. All right? Because that belief then connects you to the God of impossibility. All right. So, PH and I, been praying and talking to doctors. We've been consulting our board and different things. So we feel there are kind of three pathways that are going to bring help. One is some lifestyle adjustments, things that help the brain food and brain activities. And so we're doing that. We are 100% trusting the Lord, having communion every morning. We've already acted on James 5 when the Bible says, is there any sick among you? ? Call for the elders of the church. They'll anoint you with oil. All right. And so she got anointed with oil and the prayer of faith. Lots of prayer of faith. All right. Gifts of the Spirit were in operation in those sessions. And so we are trusting the Lord. And then there is a new treatment that is available for her that affects the plaque, all right? So we're really thankful that there's this treatment. But it's a very, very new treatment, and it's not available anywhere in Africa. All right. Sometimes you can, you know, it either comes to Zambia eventually, or you can travel or whatever. So it's, as far as what are available to us, it's the UK or the States. All right. So she's going to be receiving her first infusion on the 27th of February. It's already all lined up and everything. But especially during those, it's about 6 or 7 months, she cannot travel internationally. Okay. So if you won't be seeing her, all right, you'll be seeing less of me. Okay. I told you 23 years ago, and I meant it. If I have to choose between my family or you, I'm choosing my family. All right. And so, yeah. So, so please stand with us. All right. Now, this passing the baton of leadership was set in motion 2 years ago, when we had no idea that we were going to be facing this. And someone said, "Was is this condition, is it, and the treatment, is it speeding it up?" Well, no, it actually slowed it down, because it just has. But I want you to, we've said this at church, and I want you to get this in your heart, all right? We do not find our theology about God and his activities from what we go through. We don't. Oh, well, maybe you guys were slow and God needed to speed you up. No, he doesn't do that. There is a thief, and that thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that thief doesn't get to do that on your pastor's brain in Jesus' name. Jesus said, "I came to give you life, and that life abundantly." Amen. All right. So if somebody says that and they're a church member, I could say you could slap them, but you might get arrested for that. But rebuke them sharply. All right, you can do that without getting arrested, okay? Because that is not the Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen? Amen. All right. It's just another chance to trust God. It's another chance to overcome. Amen? When we're all out of this place and we're in heaven, faith becomes sight. On this side, we're going to face some storms, but we get through. We're going to go to the other side. Amen? All right. So you just be ready to, you just get ready to hear from us. Plaque is gone. Neurons are restored. Amen. Hallelujah. High five, darling wife. Okay. So please do stand with us. Now, the scripture that we would ask you to stand with us, you can stand on any scripture. They're all awesome. But here's one that we feel is super relevant for what we're facing is Psalm 103. We sing this at times in a variety of ways. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Forget not all his benefits. But it says, the first five verses, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Are there benefits? There are, and we're not supposed to be unaware of them. Who, this God, who forgives all your iniquities. Boy, some of us have tested that verse, haven't we? Who heals, how many? All, not just the ones that we're good at fixing at hospitals. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So Pastor Haley's brain is healed, restored, renewed. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right? So that's what is going to be part of this process. And so, thank you for walking with us through us, walking with us 4 years ago. And we're just going to trust God again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, let me read one more verse before we pray when it comes to seasons. And this is as a young person, this was my life verse because it was the first sermon I ever heard preached. I went to a church for years. I never heard the Bible preached ever. They just talked about blah, blah, whatever. Yeah. And then I heard somebody preach and it blew my mind. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So I believe that is God's plan for us individually, but it's also for us as a body because we are all those people put together. All right? And we will bring forth fruit because we're planted. We're planted. God's word is in our hearts and our minds. Amen. Miracle Life was not built on personality. It was built on the Word of God. And the Word of God is unchanging. And the Word of God is true in 5 years, in 10 years, in 50 years. It remains. And so thankfully, that foundation will continue to be built. And there'll be fruitfulness. Hallelujah. And storms can come and storms can go. But we're rooted and we're going to get through to the other side. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we are grateful to you for your word that, Lord, elsewhere in Ecclesiastes, you told us that there's nothing new under the sun. There's new for our life and there's new for our experience, lots of new things, but it's not new to you. And so, Lord, I'm so thankful that you help us to get through new things. And you help us to get through things that might feel unsettling. We thank you that you're good, that you remain with us and for us. With us and for us. Well, the Bible says, don't forget all of his benefits. Well, there are a lot. The Bible says exceedingly precious promises. All right, and all of them are yes and amen to you. Father, we love you so much. Thank you that you love us first and that you make us a great blessing, Father. Lord, while seasons of life change, we are so thankful that you do not. And you will never change because you're already completely good. And so, Father, there's no need for improvement. The Father of lights, there's no shadow. No shifting in you, God. And so thank you that we can live our life knowing that and knowing you. And Father, we trust you in every season and every area of life. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Have an awesome day. You are dismissed.